the concept of heedlessness or not giving something its due importance. To be ghafil is somebody who forgets, who just doesn't give it any sort of thought. Again, been described in the Quran, the ayat I read for you, again, talks about that these three people are like cattle. The ayat goes on to say, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْعَنْعَامِ. They're like cattle, they're like animals, they walk here and there. The herd goes, they go as well. بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. They're worse than cattle. They're amongst the ghafilin. They're amongst the heedless ones. The ones who are told time and time again, and they say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to change. The next day comes about and we're going to the exact same lifestyle as we were before. The angel of death comes and knocks on our door and says, it's time for you to come, and we beg for 24 more hours. Allah says, you're a liar. I'll give you 48 hours. You'll go back to that same life before the angel of death appeared. That's how we are. We forget very easily. We sit in a speech, we're wowed by it. We're inspired by it. We actually have a talk with ourselves during the speech. That tomorrow, it's a brand new life for me. This habit, I'm kicking. That person, stop talking to. This song, stop listening to. All these things, one by one, everything goes. And like I always say, we get to the car in the parking lot, and everything is gone. We're concerned about tomorrow, my day starts at 7 a.m. Or we think, you know, bread, milk, eggs on the way home, all these things appear. And those thoughts of inspiration, those thoughts of movement, those thoughts of fixing ourselves, all of that is out the window. How much time, 15 minutes after a speech, it's gone. Some of us, I'm saying, not all of us. That's ghaflat. That's someone who's ghafil. While there are many cures to this disease, one in the interest of time, one act that we can do right away, starting tomorrow, is introduce Salatul Ghufayla inside of our Salat. One practical step that I give myself and to all of you. This Salat that I know many of you read, mashallah, is read between Maghrib and Isha. And it acts as a reminder for us. The ulama of akhlaq have done a lot of tafsir about this salat. Why is it placed between Maghrib and Isha? And not, let's say, after Fajr or between Zuhr and Asr. Why is it before Isha? Isha is the night prayer. Listen very carefully. They say that Shaitan's arena or Shaitan's impact on us increases at night. It's debatable, possibly. The moment the sun sets, we become a different beast altogether. Conversations we have at 12 midnight and talks we have at 12 noon are two different talks altogether. Places we visit at 3 a.m. and places we go to at 3 p.m. are two different places. Our emotions at 1 a.m., our emotions at 1 p.m. are two different emotions. Who we're surrounded with at 2:30 o'clock in the morning on a Friday, and who's around us at 2:30 p.m. on that same Friday, are two different groups of people. It can be said that this concept of shaitan and our ghaflat increases the moment the moon comes out. And maybe, again, you guys can challenge me, I have no problem. Maybe it's the idea that, look, it's dark, nobody can see me, parents are asleep, the world is asleep. I am by myself, or I am with the people I want to be with, and I feel like in the darkness, I also myself enter the world of darkness as well. And Shaitan plays with us. He pulls those strings and we kind of go wherever he pulls, right? So ghaflat increases at night. What's that solution? The Ahlul Bayt have come forward. There is a shield of ghaflat called Salatul Ghufayla to be read just before the night enters to protect you from this ghaflat. It's a short 10-minute salat. If you Google it, you'll find it. I ask those who are regular prayers of salat, if you're keeping up with your wajib prayers, start to introduce these mustahab prayers that are taught by your Ahlul Bayt. One of them immediately is Ghufayla. Okay, there are two verses to be read after Alhamd in both rakats. You can hold either your smartphone or the Quran itself if you need to, no problem. Begin to understand a little bit of the philosophy behind this salat. It's very powerful. In there, we are told to remember the story of Nabi Yunus in the very first rakat. وَظُنُونِي ذَهَبًا مُغَاظِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَا نَقْدَرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلِمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْأَحْسَنَ مُؤْمِنِينَ. I love it when the crowd finishes my verses. Nabi Yunus, the infamous prophet in the belly of the whale, Jonah, as the Christians call him. Very quickly, he found himself in the stomach of the whale for whatever reason. In that deepest portion, the first thing he does is La ilaha illa anta. There is no God but you. Subhanaka, glory be to you. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I did dhulm against myself. If I am in this stomach, I'm in the stomach because of myself. Many times, problems come about, hardships come about, and the first instant reaction is to blame everybody but yourself. I'm this way because of my parents. I'm this way because the city of Atlanta is divided. I'm this way because all they invite are Urdu-speaking ulama. And even the English guys are from Canada, they're no good. When no one is available, they call this guy. Come, okay, I'll come. All this, and you expect me to be some pious guy? No, I can't be. The Prophet of Allah is saying, no, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a very beautiful tradition. It's not my topic, but I want to share this. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He says, don't ever ask for a problem-free life. Don't ever ask for a life that has no problems and hardships. And a lot of us wait for those days where hardships are over. I've done my time. Now, let's begin a carefree life. Never ask for it. Why? It's impossible. This dunya, this world, part of its philosophy are hardships. He says, instead of asking for a problem-free life, ask that during that hardship, my iman remains intact. Allah. How many of us lose our iman through one tragedy, a difficulty? We lose our job, we lose our faith. We lose our spouse, we lose our faith. We lose our child, we lose our faith. Never do we sit there and say, possibly, maybe I need to turn back towards Allah. The first thing Nabi Yunus did was praise Allah, announce Allah, you are the only one. Glory be to you. If there is a zalim in this equation, it's me, it's not you. It's me. And immediately the Quran says that we heard him, we freed him. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we'll do the exact same thing for the believers as well. Just try it. The first rak'at of Salat al-Ghufayla is asking us to remember this story. That when you are also in that darkness, فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلِمَاتِ, the Quran says, he called out in darkness. Sometimes we also live in darkness, don't we? Sometimes there's no rays of light anywhere. Even a small dot of light will take. Even that sometimes it seems that I'm at rock bottom. I can't get any worse than this. At that moment, instead of running from Allah, we should run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.